This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on Radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose, and all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Away we go. Welcome to season 16, episode number 3,453. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill, the Ted Smith, and Mike Hawk.
A man.
Montgomery!
And you, Hard Metro! On tap today, once again, we play Big Dummy. Ted's Meat and Potatoes has the best fast food menu items that no one ever orders.
Okay, all right.
We will play Profile This. Plus headlines, a Men's Room Shout of the Day, fun with listener emails, and everyone's favorite TV Time with Ted.
The clack.
You're going to draw.
All right, here we go. Florida driver smashes through traffic arm and jumps the Daytona Beach drawbridge.
Yeehaw.
Apparently, the average woman pops 4,000 zits in her lifetime from her head down to her hairy ridge. Woman in England moves right beside a busy interstate and is surprised by the noise. In Florida neighborhood, group of cattle hang out in the garage and hang out with the boys. And a mysterious object is spotted in a tree. Officers are called. It was a croissant. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, today is the day that we play Big Dummy, the game show that rewards you for your stunning ignorance. And here's how it works. You call us, we will spin. A little early. I'm getting there, man.
I'm ready.
I know. You've been pumped up all day about it.
All day.
As we try to figure out the color of your shorts. Nobody quite knows. But we will spin the category wheel, and then we'll ask you a question from that category. But here's where Big Dummy separates itself from your average, more reputable game show. We will continue to ask you questions until you get one right, because as always, we want you to leave here smarter than you showed up. Now, so far this year, our biggest dummy has been the lovely and talented Tyler, who's dumber than a box of particularly dumb rocks, and found a way to answer 14 consecutive questions wrong. Can you do better? Well, of course you can. Everyone else has. So give us a call, and off we go on Big Dummy.
Big contestant to play Big Dummy, call 206-421-ROCK. Like the Men's Room on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live. And send those emails to themensroom@kisw.com.
The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
And away we go. Welcome to season 16, episode number 3,453. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat. The head chef is back in the house in his chef's jacket. Ted's Meat and Potatoes. They surveyed a bunch of fast food workers from various establishments around the country. Basically what they said, hey, you work there. You know what's on the menu. What is the best thing on the menu that no one ever orders? Because you eat most of the food while you're there.
Right, of course.
So I went around, surveyed everybody, and believe it or not, it's exactly what you think it is. Items that you've never ordered from these places because you didn't know they were really good. So the head chef's got that coming up with Ted's Meat and Potatoes. And of course, the game is a big dummy. It's an easy game to play. We will spin the category wheel. You're either playing for Team Sober or Team Not Sober. And our biggest dummy so far has been Tyler, as it took him 14 questions to get one right. Now, when we do play the game known as Big Dummy, we like to do a little survey for you. Our men's room poll, so to speak. Last time we did Big Dummy, it was Seattle Rock Day, and we were trying to raise a little money for the people at Smash.
Correct.
And they provide health care for musicians who need it, affordable health care. Either way, they had a bunch of very cool items up for auction. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And just so you know, you guys raised over $12,000.
Yes, indeed.
For the folks at Smash. So it was a smashing success, to say the least.
Ooh. Hey.
All right. So out of the auction items, if you could pick one that you would like to own, obviously they were being bid on.
Right.
Out of the array of things that were up there, what would you like to have most? So we put that up to the poll. Your choices, a signed Pain in the Grass guitar from the 2015 show.
Yes.
That included Slipknot, Lamb of God, Theory of a Dead Man, your band, Steve 3 Days Grace.
Oh, yeah.
A Metallica signed poster from the last time Metallica played a show here in Seattle, I want to say 2017-ish.
Is that right?
Was the tour maybe 2014? Either way, it was a really cool poster. Also, a Pearl Jam signed poster from the home shows.
Mm-hmm.
Which, you know, the artwork on that's pretty spectacular. And one of the coolest things, a Guns N' Roses black light poster.
Black light, not backlit.
Correct. So we take it to a vote as we do. We put the poll up on Twitter. If you follow us at Men's Room Live, here are the results. Coming in at 7% of you voted for the Guns N' Roses blacklight poster. Coming in at number 3, this is where it gets tight. The Metallica signed poster, 25% of you said you wanted that one. As far as the guitar, that came in at 30% in number 2. Number one thing by far, 38% said, if we could have anything, it would be the Pearl Jam signed poster. And that goes hand in hand with the amount that the top bid was for that.
For the Pearl Jam poster.
Exactly. Yeah, it was pretty much, believe it or not, this kind of fell into order.
It absolutely did.
As the bidding did and what these items went for. Okay, today on the poll, it's going to be a tough one. Obviously, we have talked in extensive detail or learned a lot about the Yakima Walmart.
Oh, yeah.
From Ted's experience there as you were on your way to, I believe, Coachella? Burning Man.
But people corroborated what you had said. I had never heard anything about the Yakima Walmart, and you made your comments, and 100% of the people that have been there supported precisely what you said.
And just people saying it's quite the experience. So, and we always talk about convenience stores that we go to, the experiences we have there. So what we did was we came up with a hypothetical of you working for one day.
Just one 8-hour shift.
That's it. Now look, you are going to get paid depending on how this works. Mm-hmm. All right. So the first job that you are going to have to pick from is going to be magazine door-to-door sales.
Yeah.
We all remember this. It's probably been about 15 years. Maybe someone has knocked on my door. I'm not home during the day. But either way, since I actually talk to a magazine salesperson, the shtick is always the same. I'm trying to make some money so I can go to college. Is typically it, right?
Yeah, juice to that.
Yeah, exactly. Problem is, people don't really buy a lot of magazine subscriptions anymore.
No.
Maybe they do. I am not aware.
No, they don't.
I
ask the print media how it feels about print media right now.
Yeah, we had some magazines out in the lobby here, and they were from like 2018, so I threw them all away.
Yeah.
You know, it's like when you go to the dentist's office. That's where you find, actually, you know, some newer magazines.
Newer?
Well, I mean, ones
I feel like you open a People magazine and they're saying, like, Prince has died, dies in car accident. Huh? You're like, my God, man, at least updated.
A couple of benefits to this, especially with COVID-19, more people are home.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
So more rejection.
Well, I would not answer the door with somebody I did not know. I mean, there's a reason why Amazon and all these different delivery services have all these different protocols.
Right.
As far as letting you know when you're at your home and your package has been dropped off. And the random knock on the door does not exist. Not only that, but you're only getting paid by the amount of subscriptions that you get. So this is not an hourly job. Maybe it has a very hourly, low minimum wage, like if you're working in a restaurant.
Well, you did door-to-door, didn't you?
No, that's not how it works.
How's it work?
So you go out every day and then you sell the subscription or the coupons for a certain price and then you get a cut of that.
Right, okay. But you don't get paid an hourly wage for when you're out there. So it's basically just on what you sell.
Correct. Because you're an independent contractor.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you can work 8 hours. Maybe you sell a couple subscriptions.
That's not worth it. It's okay. Just not.
Next up is an apartment sign spinner. You've seen the guy on the corner? We haven't decided if it's a hot day, cold day. Either way, man.
It's not a nice day.
You're out there. It could be pouring down rain. But they have 1 and 2 bedroom apartments available. And you just got to let people know that Rock Hill Village or whatever you're spinning for is just right there. The flags are out. They've got the open house signs. But you're
the difference. Doesn't matter the billboard or the big vinyl sign or the big beautiful apartment. It's you spinning that sign.
But I don't know. Hot day would be the worst.
Worse than a rainy day?
Well, at least in a rainy day, though, you're bundled up and you can, like,
dance,
stay warm.
Spin.
All right, yeah.
But, like, when you're out there, you got to keep spinning and it's just hot. Let's make it East Coast hot.
Keep spinning.
Yeah. You got to figure, like, sometimes you feel like, you know what, that car that waved to me and just pulled up the driveway there, they're going to sign a lease or they live there. But either way, man, you know, you're going to try to feel good about yourself. Now, the next thing, as far as an 8-hour shift, what's that?
Sorry, I put up the poll at Twitter, and one of the first responses, you can get robbed easily at any time at these, but the Yakima Walmart would be almost a guarantee.
Jesus.
Night shift at a convenience store specifically on 3rd Avenue.
No.
So that's an 8-hour shift, so, you know, whatever, you're going to 5 to 12, I guess, would be the deal on that.
I couldn't do it.
I can tell you this. One thing that we know for a fact is as far as the clientele is concerned, typically when we frequent these places during the day, it is before noon. Most of the time.
It's still bad.
This is an elderly population. These are the people who get up at 6, 7:30 in the morning, right? There's a different group of people who wake up at noon and 2. Mm-hmm. And I remember where I was in my life, and that's when I woke up.
Sure.
You know what I mean? So this is going to be the night shift. They're going to have a different crew kind of coming in.
The night shift at a convenience store is an absolute different world.
And, Ted, as you mentioned, your fourth choice there, the Yakima Walmart.
Specifically that location.
That's it.
Nothing wrong with Walmart. That's what we hear about. No. Yakima Walmart. That's a different world.
And you got to keep in mind, convenience stores at night. I mean, I have crazy stories just about the one that was in the neighborhood I grew up in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but
all of them.
Yeah, but anytime you walk into a convenience store, you have a pretty good idea. It has the potential to be an adventure.
For sure.
I mean, I
can't. Well, because it's exactly what it says it is, right?
Convenience,
right? So, I mean, just normal people, working late hours, people drunk, people on drugs, whatever. At some point, you're going to need a beverage.
Right.
I don't know, like something stupid, like, we need sticks of gum.
Yeah. But apparently you won't make that easy. Like, yeah, you just need to buy a pack of Wrigley Spearmint gum, but somehow the guy buying it at 3:30 in the morning, it's a 45-minute process, and it's dramatic.
And I have been angry about something in my life. Where did I walk? To the convenience store.
Right, exactly.
You know what I mean? Right. Like, it just happens.
I'm pissed.
Well, Ted, I can tell you this. Two nights ago, Steve and I were driving to go to a bar. Shocking. And we passed a convenience store.
All right.
Now, there was a man walking towards us.
And being that
this is in Seattle, I said...
We created a new game.
I know that guy is going to that convenience store.
He's about a block away.
He looks like the guy that's going to that convenience store. And Steve's like, well, he looks like he's in a rock band.
So we came up with a new game show. Is this guy about to walk on stage in front, basically an alternative band, or is he going
to get a hot dog?
Because his hair's messed up and shaggy.
Mm-hmm.
He had kind of like a corduroy sport coat, and it wasn't in good shape. His jeans were okay, and I mean, you looked at him, he had like the standard kind of cool guy goatee
action,
but we just knew he's going to the convenience store because there's something wrong with him. But he could have also walked out on stage at Key Arena, and we'd have been like, oh, hell yeah.
See, in my neighborhood, I play hipster or homeless.
Okay, another fun day.
Close.
Yeah.
Close. Well, I mean, I tell you, like, if you found
out...
If you found out that guy owned half the crocodile, you'd be like, go figure.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Right. I mean, like, you don't know.
But he's either a millionaire or he's a meth head.
So today our men's room poll, you're going to work a job...
Either way, he's smoking clothes.
Right. You're going to work a job for one day only. Will it be magazine door-to-door sales, apartment sign spinner, night shift at a convenience store on 3rd Avenue, or the Yakima Walmart? An 8-hour shift at any of these locations.
It's funny. Somebody here, comment comes in. Hey, shout out to the Puppyland sign spinner guy in Puyallup. He's insane.
Puppyland?
I have no idea what that is.
What is Puppyland?
I think they sell puppies.
They sell puppies?
I guess.
And they call it Puppyland?
Yeah.
What else could it possibly be?
I just never heard of Puppyland before.
Or it's a strip club.
Well,
I mean.
Here it is, Puppyland.
Puppyland.
Oh, it's a pet store.
Yeah. It is a pet store.
It's on Meridian. All right.
Well, I mean, outside of PetSmart, like, You don't know the names of a ton of pet stores.
Oh, dude. All right. Someone here says, I had to spend a sign for Liberty Tax Services in Federal Way many moons ago. It was horrible because I was dressed like Lady Liberty and I got my legs violated by a pug.
Oh.
I have seen those Liberty folks, and I will tell you this. I know you don't want to dress up like Lady Liberty. I would not want to either. But I always remember seeing you. Every other sign spinner guy could not tell you what it was their arrow was for. But the...
You know,
the Liberty, I'm like, I know this sucks for you, but at least know we remember you.
I got to ask a question. You're driving by Puppyland, right? That guy's up there spinning the sign.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anybody in the right mind who drives by and says, you know what?
I'm going to go get a puppy.
I was never really thinking about getting a puppy. That guy out there spun that sign. You know what I think I'm going to do? I think I'm going to get a puppy.
I was just going to get some milk,
right.
But I saw you spinning
came home
with a puppy.
Here you go, baby. New puppy.
I
mean,
to me, the original sign spinner I remember is the seasonal Halloween stores.
Definitely.
Because they would have like a costume.
All right.
And that I dig.
That makes sense. That lets you know that they have costumes. That's not a normal thing year round.
But you're right. A puppy seems like, that doesn't seem like an impulse buy.
Not at all. You know what I mean? Like a diamond ring spinner.
Right.
Oh, I'm thinking about getting engaged maybe one day. I'm going to buy this diamond ring. All right, the game is up. Big Dummy 206-421 Rock. And once again, our men's room poll. You had to work a job for one day. Steve, who is our first contestant, ready to play the big game?
Hello, George. Welcome to the men's room.
Yeah.
Hello, George.
Hola.
Hola.
George, you on Team Sober or Team Not Sober?
Team Sober, getting gas, still working.
Don't let that stop you from drinking.
All right, George. Team Sober. Work a job for one day, George. Will it be magazine door-to-door sales, an apartment sign spinner, night shift at a convenience store on 3rd Avenue, or the Yakima Walmart?
I'm going to have to say apartment sign spinner, and... I say that because when I worked at Jimmy John's, we had a $1 sub day, and we would take turns, like, spinning a sign saying, hey, we're selling subs for a dollar, and I just had so much fun doing it.
You enjoyed it.
Yeah, but let me ask you this.
It was an exercise. I was dancing the whole time. I looked like an idiot, but I was having fun.
But how long did you have to do it? Because it's one thing if you know this isn't permanent. I'm taking turns with guys. So how long were you
That's
out there?
True. I maybe did it for about an hour and a half at a time. So okay. 8 hours straight would be pretty hard.
You would lose some of your mojo toward the end there.
Yeah, I think after a while, like, God, I'm not spending it. I'm just going to aim the arrow in the direction. All right. Here is your question. What symbol of peace surrounds the globe on the UN flag?
It's olive branches?
Oh, what a
done and
nice
done.
Work, man.
Frankly, if it's me and you're trying to offer me peace, I enjoy olives. But this is not. You could offer me like the M&M's crunch. What the hell is the one in the red bag I've been killing?
I thought they were the peanut butter ones.
Yes, they are peanut butter.
Okay.
Offer me those. So if I had the UN flag, it would be the globe surrounded by peanut butter M&M's.
You're not sure the M&M's should be eaten like 3 days a week for a couple months?
Man, I don't remember. I just know I like them. And I know the color of the bag. I'm like, I forget entirely what the flavor is. I'm just happy when they're in my mouth.
Big Dummy is a game, 206-421 Rock.
Hey, Miles, he sounds like a kid now.
I know.
Give me the red ones.
Right. Hey, it works. All right? Just grab the red bag.
I bought them, but...
Because if I said find the peanut butter ones, you'd have to physically go in there and read which one. Let's grab the red bag. Can't go wrong. Keep it simple. Hello, Will. Welcome to the men's room. Hello, Will.
Hola.
Will
you please pick up your phone and talk to us?
We're going to change your name to Won't.
Oh.
Hello, Darren. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Darren, are you sober or not sober?
I'm stoned.
I think you said you're stoned, but I couldn't hear you, so I'm going to go not sober.
All right, men's room poll, Darren, working job for one day. Will it be magazine, door-to-door sales, apartment sign spinner, night shift at a convenience store on 3rd Avenue, or the Yakima Walmart?
I got to probably say that sign spinner. You can at least cover your face.
Yeah, you can do that.
One thing is for sure, though. People are going to have to make a right or a left. That means you're going to need to spin that sign either clockwise or counterclockwise for the entire day. I have a feeling I would forget and turn people the wrong direction.
I mean, the arrow kind of points you in that way itself, though, right?
Depends on which way you spin it.
Well, I will say this. Apparently, the Puppyland sign spinner, well, a lot of people are chiming in about this guy. Some people like him. Some people do not. I would not get into the reasons. But I will say, the one thing they all agree on, Homeboy's insane with the sign. Apparently, he's got some mad sign spinning skills. Mm-hmm. I almost want to see this. What are you doing, Ted?
I'm just trying to figure out how, like, it shouldn't be that hard to figure out where the arrow points.
No.
You're spinning it.
Right.
Right.
But you know eventually it's got to go this way.
Well, it does, but I'm saying, like, it can go this way, right? Mm-hmm. So if the arrow's pointing this way and you're going this way, that's the right direction. But if you spin it the other way, then people are going to go that way. So you just got another
right. But the arrow's still going to point in the same direction.
It's going to go.
See, you're spinning it the
you're
wrong way.
You're spinning it.
I think you should
spin the direction of where it
I
goes.
I think you should spin the direction of traffic. The arrow's still going to point where it's going to point, but I'm saying I just feel like if I'm facing you in the buildings behind me, I'm spinning it so every time I stop the arrows, but I'm spinning in the direction of traffic.
All right.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know the art of
science. You're a sign spinner. You got one job, pointing it the right way.
Right, exactly. I think I'd forget.
All right, here's your question. When turtles hibernate, they breathe out of what part of their body?
Their butt.
All right. Nice. Did you know that, or did you just guess?
That was a complete guess.
Okay, I would not have guessed that.
That would be a great party trick.
I stumbled upon that, and I'm like, they breathe out of their butt. Mm-hmm. They breathe out of, like, I want to go to sleep, ignore my butt, that's just me breathing.
I exhale out of my butt when I sleep, but don't inhale.
I've never inhaled, but yes, I've exhaled many times.
Game is big done, 206-421 round.
I know we've been big on turtle sex for a while.
Yeah, no, we have not been.
But the other day, I watched like a turtle, like the whole process. It's pretty impressive.
How long does it take?
It takes a while because there's kind of a little bit of a chase.
All right,
okay.
How long does that take?
So that takes the longest time. But once he's there, he gets it done.
Do they do anything like, you know, some birds will offer other birds something in return, like they'll drop a couple of the branches at their feet or something like that. I mean, do they show up dinner?
Oh, yeah, gave her a slice of pizza.
Slice of pizza? Okay. I knew it.
You know how turtles do.
And the McConnell family continues. Hello, Chris. Welcome to the men's room.
What's going on?
Hola.
Chris, are you sober or not sober?
Sober, still working.
All right, Chris, welcome to the show. Well, since you're working, this should be an easy question. Work a job for one day. Will you do magazine door-to-door sales? Will you be an apartment sign spinner? A night shift at a convenience store on 3rd or Yakima Walmart?
You know, I used to work at multiple 7-Elevens. I could do that for another night.
Okay, all right. Very good. All right. All right. You're battle-tested.
That's right.
By the way, people are now offering to record the sign spinner in Puyallup because it's like you just have to see this guy to believe him. So, yeah, if you get the video, send it in.
Okay.
I want to see what makes him so memorable.
How does he get a percentage of the cut? He doesn't.
It's got to be hourly.
It's just hourly.
Yeah. I don't think they're giving him a cut of a condo buy or whatever that one is. All right. Here's a question. At what wind speed does a tropical storm become a hurricane?
Ooh. Let's go 60 miles an hour.
Oh, we're still a tropical storm at 60, my friend.
90?
Nope. Lower.
Say it again.
At what speed, I expect you to get this, Ted, or a resident weather nerd, at what wind speed does a tropical storm become a hurricane?
55?
74 miles an hour.
74.
So 73, tropical storm. 74, you got yourself a hurricane.
Man, if it was something that stupid specific, I would have just said 69 for the joke.
Well, you should have just gone 69. It's like saying Uranus if I ask a planet question. Go for that low-hanging fruit. All right, Chris.
How do you live and learn?
Here's your question, and it does have to do with space. You got a 50-50 shot on this. Can you burp in space?
No.
Hey, it would, like, shoot you out, wouldn't
it? You can't burp in space.
You can't. So here's the problem. If you're in zero gravity, and then basically, your body with gravity will separate liquids and solids from the gases, right? So, you drink a Coke, you want to burp, all right?
And that's gravity pushing.
If you're in space, it doesn't separate. It all pools in the middle. So, basically, if you burp in space, you have vomited.
Oh.
There's no in between. So, if you go, hey, man, I got to burp, and you're
that's fun.
Like, do not burp.
Yeah. Game is Big Dummy. If you'd like to be a contestant, 206-421-ROCK.
99.9 KISW. The men's room is in progress.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-421-ROCK. Who is our next contestant ready to play the big game?
Ted knows who it is.
James.
James, welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
Hola.
James, you sober or not sober?
Sober. He's sober, man. He's stocking beer.
Oh, that's right. James, our men's room poll, work a job for one day. Magazine door-to-door sales, an apartment sign spinner, Night shift at a convenience store or the Yakima Walmart? James?
I'm here. The sign spinner looks like crap. I think I'd rather walk door to door and try to sell magazines.
All right. Okay. Sell any magazines. All right, James, here is your question. How many time zones are on the planet Earth?
Earth. 24.
Oh, nice job.
He says with great enthusiasm. And
I always feel like we're putting James to bed when he plays. Yeah.
But it's funny, he doesn't miss.
No.
Like,
no,
usually like one or two and that's it.
Maybe that's why he's so calm. Like, I'm just smart, man.
Games Big Dummy, 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Stoner Jen. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Stoner Jen, I saw that you called earlier then hung up. What the hell? What gives?
My phone's just being ridiculous. I don't know.
All right, Jen, what do you want
to
do?
Hang up. I'm trying, you know, get a hold of you guys, but it's always bumping.
Okay, Jen, we're going to put you to work for a day. What are you going to do? Magazine door-to-door sales, apartment sign spinner, night shift at convenience store, or Yakima Walmart?
You know, I probably wouldn't be the best at it, but I think a sign spinner would be fun because it'd be outside.
All right. Surprised how many people like sign spinner.
Well, I mean, if you're going to be stoned, it seems like a pretty good job to have.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm going to be stoned. That is the job I would. In fact, if you ever see me doing that,
short shorts and get some apartments sold.
If you rock out the short shorts, you're right. They'd be like, sales are up. If I did it, sales are down.
Got to use it to my advantage, right? So
you got
to
flaunt it.
That's why I was walking around with my fly open. Mm-hmm. All right. Here is your question: how many events are there in a heptathlon?
Five?
Eight?
Nope.
Ten?
Nope. Seven.
Seven. I only know octaves eight, right?
Right. That's how it helps me. I do the same thing. Hey, by the way, we had a question earlier whether or not you can burp in space. The answer is no, you cannot. We got something else you can't do in space. You cannot get an erection in space.
Oh.
Apparently your testosterone
Hey.
Look, I feel cheated, too. Like, now I never want to be an astronaut. I always wanted to be an astronaut. Now I'm like, I don't want to be an astronaut.
I would just be worried that when I got back, it wouldn't work again.
Oh, it'll work again. I think that thing would be like, I've been waiting.
Ah!
So think about this,
if it
right?
lasts for more than 4 hours, you have a problem.
Yeah, but sometimes those guys are up there for longer than a year.
That's what I'm saying. You have these guys like, oh, he spent all these days in space. Like, you never woke up with a morning erection. I mean, like,
well,
just...
not only that, but you can't really take care of yourself if you can't take care of yourself.
That's right, but here's the thing. It doesn't mean you don't want to.
Right.
You know, like, I would like to have an erection because I have some downtime, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm in my own little pod, and there's just nothing you can do.
So we got a video of the puppy guy.
Oh, you got sign spinner guy.
Yeah, man.
All right.
Now, he's not so much spinning the sign, but he's got some good dance moves. Theatrically trained, I might say. Maybe like a Broadway. Watch this.
Oh, yeah.
Up. He's going to get a kick in. He's shaking those hips.
Probably tired when he gets home.
I mean, that's what he's doing.
Here he's ready, enthusiastic Bob? About
Woo.
His job.
Damn. Man, I haven't seen a kick like that since the Dallas Cowgirls.
You should let him know. All right, Jen, here's your question. What month in 1912 saw the Titanic go down?
Man, I already told you guys this. It's April.
What do you mean you already told us that?
Man. Damn, man. Okay.
Man.
All right. Stone and Jim with the big
bird. I did not remember that. Game is Big Dummy, 206-421-ROCK. Who's our next contestant ready to play the big game?
Hello, Jerry. Welcome to the men's room.
Whiskey and lunches.
Hola. Jerry, young team sober, team not sober?
Sober.
Sober, Jerry. All right, Jerry, welcome to the show. All right, you got to work a job for one day. Will it be magazine door-to-door sales?
I guess I settle for the Walmart Yakima.
All right, Jerry, I think you blend.
All right, man, you get it.
Granted, stuff happens there, but it's such a large store that hopefully in my eyes won't be as bad as the 7-Eleven.
Okay. You know, I'm kind of agreeing with what Jerry's saying here. Just all things being equal, I feel like if I worked at the Yakima Walmart, based on everything that I've heard, at least I'm going to see things that I will remember for the rest of my life. Sure, I might get pepper sprayed by an irate customer, robbed in the parking lot, but the other things I see, I think, would be like worth a lifetime of memories.
Well, it might depend what department you work in, too.
What department would you take?
The gun department was jumping.
I believe it was.
On the weekend, sure.
But I'm in Yakima, so like, I don't know if I'm going to sell this to you.
Yeah. Well, I would work there just to work in the department that sold like watches and jewelry.
Why watches and jewelry?
Because I waited there for half an hour to buy a cheap watch.
Half an hour.
I'm not kidding.
That is... All right, here's your question. How many federal annual holidays are there in the U.S.?
Oh, how many federal holidays? Eight.
Ten.
Right, MLK, President's Day.
Memorial Day.
July 4th. Labor Day.
Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving's 2 days.
Yeah.
And then...
Christmas. Plus, you had New Year's Day.
All right. Oh, I forgot New Year's Day to start.
That is correct.
Right. Yes. By the way, July 4th on a Sunday this year.
Is it?
So the holiday's going to be on the 5th.
No
Dang
way.
Dang it. All right.
Party on.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I only got two goals.
Did not know that.
Number one, black.
What's number two?
Haven't got there yet.
Okay.
Got the first one.
Right.
All right. Your question. Disney Princess Aurora is better known as who?
Princess Aurora.
Aurora?
Oh, Borealis. Alice.
Cinderella?
Nope. Cinderella's name is Cinderella.
Snow White.
Nope.
Sleeping Beauty.
Yes.
Thanks, Mike.
Well, I'm glad I don't know that Disney kids BS.
Dude, we are too, Jerry.
I didn't know who Princess Aurora was. She's Sleeping Beauty. That's what they call her. That's what I know her as.
Yeah, like you've heard of that.
Right. Like you meet a guy, yeah, we call him Fat Butt. Well, then your name's Fat Butt. I might not know your name is Gary for the next 20 years. All right, your question. What city was talk show host Jerry Springer the mayor of from 1977 to 1978?
Ooh.
Cincinnati.
Yes.
Yeah. Too easy. Very good. All right.
Too easy. I know
for he knows all Jerry trivia.
Oh, that's right. I did ask a Jerry question. That's unfair. Jerry.
That's not good. Game is Big Dummy, 206-421-ROCK. Who's our next contestant ready to play the big game?
Hello, Spencer. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Spencer, are you sober or not sober?
Sober.
Sober Spencer in the house. All right, Spencer, you got to work an 8-hour shift here at one of these locations. Magazine door-to-door sales, an apartment sign spinner, night shift at a convenience store, or the Yakima Walmart.
Go with the convenience store.
Convenience store it is. It's going to be exciting.
Oh, yeah.
It's like going to the zoo if you actually interacted with the animals. Oh, by the way, we asked that Titanic question. Not only did it go down in April, the anniversary is either today or yesterday.
Okay.
Yeah. Stoner Jen checked in and said, hey, man, it was a year ago yesterday. Someone else just says it was a year ago today. Either way, yesterday, yep. Year ago yesterday. Hmm. All right, here is your question. Zoologist.
Well, it sunk overnight.
So yeah, it's a good point.
Technically, it's both days.
It started yesterday, finished today. Zoologist Diane Fossey. She dedicated her life to the study of what animal?
What was her name again?
Diane Fossey. I'll give you a hint, much to Mike's chagrin.
That wasn't much of a hint. I don't know. Chimpanzees.
Not a bad guess.
Gorillas.
Gorilla.
Yeah, I think Sarah Jane Goodall was a chimpanzee.
Yeah, she was chimpanzee.
Fossil.
Oh, okay.
Meanwhile, dudes are like, I want nothing to do with those. All right, your question. The movie The Man Who Fell to Earth featured what musician in the title role?
The Man Who Fell to Earth.
Mm-hmm.
I can't say I've ever seen it, so, I'm going to go with Lenny Kravitz.
I don't know. Is this a... What's the genre?
Solo artist. Rock.
David Bowie.
David Bowie. Okay. Was, in fact, David Bowie. You know someone just a little bit out there. So Lenny Kravitz is actually not a bad guess.
I mean, he's a musician and an actor. I went with it.
That's right. He is an actor. I forgot that.
I mean, his... daughter's kind of the actor.
His daughter does very well for herself as an actor. He was in Hunger Games. He may have been and he wasn't bad.
His son-in-law is an actor.
Who's the son-in-law? Oh, Momoa?
Mm-hmm.
Jason Momoa.
Oh, yeah. No, that's his...
No, that's his ex's... Current.
Current. Wow, that's weird.
Just to give an idea of how cool Lenny Kravitz and Jason Momoa are, right? So, Lisa Bonet is Lenny Kravitz's ex. Lenny Kravitz meets Jason Momoa. These two dudes like bro down all the time.
And so like, even Zoe is an actress as well.
She's an actress and she's the daughter of Lisa and Lenny.
Right.
But the answer is David Bowie. You keep it up.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You're,
I wasn't.
Right.
There's a lot going on.
Your question. What is the two-letter postal abbreviation for Hawaii?
H-I, I guess.
That is correct, oh, yeah. H-I. I don't think it's H-A. Another question. Ted, have we gotten an update on what color people think your shorts are? We're not being funny. Like, none of us as dudes quite know. Like,
there's a lot of stuff. Some people are saying, I like this one. This guy says it's gray plus beige. So, grayge.
It's not a thing. It's not a thing.
Someone says shameless salmon. Acid wash purple.
I think it's metallic pink.
Winona, she put a real color in here. Ikru? E-C-R-U?
Yeah, Ikru.
So that might be right. Sand. I like sandpaper.
Sandpaper?
Yeah.
I've never had sandpaper that color. We just don't know what color his shorts are.
Sandpaper kind of looks like that.
What's the brand name of them?
Of the shorts?
Yeah.
Honestly, it's the first day I put them on.
Okay, well, just take your pants off. Find out the tag on it.
Do not take your pants off.
No, it doesn't matter.
Do not take your pants off.
We've all seen Ted naked.
Yeah, but I don't want to see him naked again.
See the tag?
Let me see him a sec.
We really don't know the color of these.
No, it's on the back.
They're kind of purple. They're kind of gray.
I'm just hoping they're not pink.
They are pink.
I don't know that they're pink. I feel like if they're pink, you go like, damn, why are you wearing pink shorts? But I don't know what color I'm looking at.
I know. I got them a little shorter, too, because that's the look.
Yeah.
And a little huggy.
And there's a whole lot of penis going on. Same thing with ones yesterday. Did you realize that?
I know. Well, I bought them to be shorter, and I'm like, man, you know that I'm hanging left.
Yeah, I know, but you pick already. Now you're picking all the time. You know what I'm saying?
It was a brutal walk in.
I bet. Well, the seam's going right at it.
And then I got my tightest fitting underwear on today.
Oh, really? Look at you.
Oh, boy, that boy's not breathing at all. Gave us big dummy 206-421 Rock.
That's a good one. Somebody said they're brick.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
really short,
right.
Man. They're brick.
Yeah. You even if you just go half husky, you gotta sit down in those, man. If you're in a best run or something.
Hello, Josh. Welcome to the men's room. Hello, Josh.
Josh.
And no Josh.
Hello, Josh. Sober, not sober.
Oh, not sober. Sorry.
No problem.
Really. No worries.
Okay, Josh, you got to work a job for a day. Will it be magazine door-to-door sales? Will you be an apartment sign spinner, a night shift at a convenience store, or work at the Yakima Walmart?
You know, I knew a guy that was a sign spinner, even though the job sounded a little shady, but sounded like a great time, you know?
He liked it. All right.
Yeah.
Sign spinner it is.
By the way, people are chiming in on the comments. It says, Ted, they're salmon color. Listen, I disagree. If the salmon you ate were that color, you're also going to go to the hospital. You would not eat salmon if salmon showed up that color. Someone else says it's mauve.
Mauve.
Mauve. I think I said that right? Mauve?
I don't know.
Mauve? Is it mauve for real?
The problem is last summer we didn't get to do anything. And at the end of the summer before, I finally got the surgery to get that vein out.
Yeah.
So this summer, it's about short shorts.
Thanks. Thank you, world, for that.
Veinless summer.
World. You're welcome.
The veinless summer of the Ted Smith. All right, here is your question. What is the complementary color to red?
Complementary color to red? Yeah. Like opposite on the color spectrum or something? Like,
hey, man, the definition is a complementary color.
I like a purple with a red, I guess.
Yeah, I agree.
Blue?
They say complementary, so it seems like the color should work with it.
Yeah.
But you got it right. It's the opposite side of the color wheel, so it's green.
Huh.
Oh.
Dude, if it's not Christmas and you're wearing red and green, people assume you're colorblind or just don't care.
Not right? Really. No sports teams really fly those colors.
Green and red.
I mean, not predominantly. Yeah. You know, it's not really the combination that's popular.
Yeah, you don't see like a red helmet, green jersey, and red pants. Yeah.
I do love those colors, though.
The Sonics were close at one point.
Red's my favorite color. Green's my lucky color.
Okay.
Because I won something once when I was a child with green.
Well, then you must be right.
Gotta stick with it.
Mm-hmm. All right, your question. Who played the main character on the Canadian TV show Degrassi, The Next Generation?
Oh, come on. It's too easy.
The main character?
The main character.
Oh, gosh.
This guy is a very popular.
If you're saying it's too easy and it's that popular.
The main character used to call you on your cell phone.
This guy
character started at the bottom. Now they're here.
He is an insanely popular artist right now.
Man, I got to start watching this show.
No, you don't.
I've never seen the show.
Well, guys, it's been fun. Drake is the main character.
Okay. There we go.
I was like, how many more songs am I going to name check?
Game is Big Dummy, 206-421-ROCK. Do we have a brand new contestant ready to play the big game?
Yes, we do. Hello, Peter. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, Peter, are you sober or not sober? Peter, are you sober?
Hell no.
Peter, how's life? We haven't talked to you in a while.
Man, I'm doing pretty good. I'm doing pretty good, man. Busy, busy.
Okay. All right, we're going to get busy. Are you going to work another job for one day? Will it be magazine? Go ahead.
I'm going to pick the Yakima Walmart because I'm into Latinas, and there's a lot of Latinas in Yakima.
All right.
So you're there to scope.
Aren't you married, Peter?
I got a Peruvian girlfriend. We're almost married.
Okay.
We're almost married.
Well, I got to ask, like, why does it matter that she's Peruvian?
I don't know, just because the Yakima Walmart, you know, the whole Latina thing.
Okay, well, let me ask
you this. He's letting you know what he likes.
The only thing that I know about Peru is that Ted goes on and on and on about the delicious Peruvian-style chicken.
Oh, yeah.
So with a Peruvian girlfriend, do you get Peruvian-style chicken at home?
Dude, I eat all kinds of Peruvian food, and we travel a lot, and we always go out for, like, ceviche and jaleas and all kinds of Peruvian food.
Okay. What would be the main thing that lets me know that it's Peruvian food, right? If it's Mexican, I'm going to have tomatoes, onions, I'm going to have beef, all this kind
of beans.
Thing. Beans, right. So
they got a bunch of, like, sauces, like huayncaína. It's kind of like a yellowish sauce, kind of spicy. And then the main thing will be the corn. It's like regular corn, but much bigger.
Okay.
I was saying the pisco sour. Pisco sour is like the drink.
Oh, I thought you were saying peas go sour.
I was like, I don't like peas. I don't care.
I don't know what that
means. They are good, man.
It's basically a grape alcohol made out of grapes, like tequila and pisco sour. You blend a raw egg with the alcohol and some lemon juice.
Hmm. And you're telling me this is good?
It's good, man. It's kind of frothy. You trust me. You'd like it.
Okay. There's a Peruvian chicken place very close to my home, and I still just have not been there. And they're doing takeout and the whole nine.
Yeah, there's a great Peruvian restaurant in Seattle off Lake City Way. It's called Don Lucho's.
Don Lucho's.
There's a lot of good food on Lake City Way.
There's a lot of stuff on Lake City Way, but good food is also one of the things. Yeah.
Oh. It's funny. Don Lucho's, restaurant and Pisco Bar.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right, here's your question, Peter. What is the wife of a duke called?
Wife of a duke. Princess? I don't know.
Duchess?
Duchess.
Duchess. Duchess.
Yep, duke and
duke
duchess.
Duke and duchess.
All right, your question. What was J. Edgar Hoover the director of?
See you guys later. FBI.
Yep.
Very good.
From 1924 to 1972.
More of Big Dummy on the way. 206-421-ROCK.